This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us in studio this morning, and I absolutely love our news hounds. This pair, I'm just, if I didn't have another dog, I'd be bringing them home.
Yeah, no offense to our other news hounds, but
this pair just...
We don't play favorites.
We don't.
We keep saying that.
But
I always seem to be playing favorites. And I do want to preface this for the listeners who have seen the photo. We know it's not ideal to have a 52-pound Siberian Husky Cane Corso and a 92-pound German Shepherd in one kennel. We're aware of that. We are also aware of how these two behave when they are separated even by a kennel. They can't even function. We brought one of them. You know, you test to see just how bonded they are. A lot of people who have two pets, well, if they're surrendering them to us, they'll say, well, they have to stay together. And probably 50, 60% of the time that's true, but other times we start noticing behavior that shows that they're experiencing frustration by being together, and sometimes it's better to keep them separate. Sometimes we separate them for a little while, and we determine, you know what, now they do better together. These two cannot function a minute without each other.
Oh.
We brought Mike, who is the German Shepherd, into one of the offices just for evaluation, just to try to get a read on just him. Wouldn't stop barking, wouldn't stop trying to escape from the door, kept trying to open the office door. This went on for about 15 minutes. Couldn't calm him down. The minute he was with Ella, different dog.
Wow.
So I think we're taking their combined weight of, what, almost 150 pounds. When you bring them together, you may as well have 2 5-pound dogs. That's how well-behaved they are together.
But this picture, they are absolutely adorable together.
And look at, even that small kennel, there's still a lot more room in that kennel. And they are still side by side when they go out for walks, side by side. Very often we've noticed their bodies have to be touching for them to be content. They are good for doggy entourage, which is finally back for 2025. And of course, you'd want two people. We wouldn't want one person.
Right.
Walking 150 pounds a dog, especially when they, in order for them to walk nicely, there's still a bit of pulling, but they have to be together. They have to be touching.
You know, looking at this picture, and the dogs seem so similar, but they're not the same. Just the color, but it's, I mean, what are the differences between like the two breeds that, I don't know, like I look at and would say, oh, it's kind of like the same dog. But you can tell it's not exactly.
But you're talking Ella, who is a Husky Cane Corso mix, and Mike is a German Shepherd. So we've got completely different breeds. Mm-hmm. There are some similarities between the two. And anyone who knows about dogs or who watches Westminster knows that these are dogs who are ready for jobs, ready to work. When you have a bonded pair, some of those behaviors change because now they're so heavily reliant on the other that a German Shepherd who maybe wouldn't, as we saw when Mike was alone, who normally wouldn't do well in a kennel because their minds are going. German Shepherds are traditionally very hard to kennel. Hmm. When Ella's there, there is a certain stress relief and anxiety reduction that sometimes we wouldn't see in a German Shepherd who isn't bonded to another dog. So you see certain behaviors, and that's why we tell people, do your homework. When you're looking at a breed that might fit in with your family, do your homework, but also keep an open mind. Because when you find a dog, the breed that you've researched and you think might work in your environment, you have to get to know that individual dog now and see how much of it is consistent with the breed.
How old are they? Do you know that?
Yes, we do. Mike
because
is 5 years
I was wondering how
old
they've been or how long they've been together.
They've been together all of Ella's life. Ella is 3 years old. Mike is 5 years old. And, you know, it forces us to wonder. We only know a little bit about their history, but it forces us to wonder, did Mike not receive the attention and the stimulation he needed? Did he experience a certain amount of separation anxiety? And we've talked about that with bonded pairs. Sometimes an animal just does not do well on its own. If you bring another pet in, even if they don't bond to this level, even if they're not the best of friends, sometimes just having another living being around completely eliminates the separation anxiety. Sometimes it reduces it to a manageable level. We're wondering if Mike was exhibiting a certain level of anxiety because he is so incredibly reliant on Ella and she on him. I've focused on Mike and his emotional neediness, but Ella's the same way.
Like Mike is a dog name.
Right. It's Mike and Ella.
Mike and Ella.
I do. I kind of like it.
Me too.
You said they're working dogs. I mean, these kind of dogs, they're looking for a job to do.
Well, yeah. Think
can
about
they do
it.
News in like 3 minutes?
German Shepherds, you see the jobs they do all the time. And Huskies, I grew up with a Husky. Sabrina, or Samoyed Husky, liked having something to do, loved the cold, liked being busy, had that mental stimulation. Cane Corso, we've discussed before. These are dogs who, but again, we're talking about breed specificities. When you put these two together now, because they're so reliant on each other, they're calmer than maybe a German Shepherd on its own might be, or a Husky on its own might be, or a Cane Corso might be. They're that stress, that need to keep doing something is reduced.
So these dogs you can see at your SPCA, at WBEN. Right. They're both on a great picture. You're going to fall in love with these dogs. Maybe it's just the pair that you want to take home today. Would love if we can make that happen. I got to ask you, though,
don't
Gina.
Don't forget trial adoptions, too.
Oh, trial. There you
try
go.
Try it out. You don't know if it's going to work. Try it out with If the Fur Fits.
It's a good idea, too. I got to ask you, because I know you you love the Hallmark holiday movies. What are you thinking about this Bill's Hallmark Christmas movie that's just announced?
Immediately trying to figure out the animal angle to pitch to Tim Clark so that he can in turn pitch it to whoever the director is so that we could somehow get involved in this
in
one.
Another movie?
That's immediately what I started thinking about.
Well,
thrilled. It's like everything's coming together. Add the sabers, and I'm set. I will never need another holiday movie.
Don't hold your breath. But
last night
it's March.
Good, right?
It's well, just about April, and this thing will come out in December, and like they're going to start filming. I mean, so you'd assume they'd have the whole script wrapped up
by now.
By now,
you would think.
Although there's a pretty easy formula to plug and play, maybe.
Got to tell you, I thought that. And then when they were doing the movie at our place, when I saw the different script changes and plot changes, our miniature horse, Xylord, who is, as far as we know right now, in the movie, was touch and go for a while. We didn't know if Xylord was going to have his moment. He did. He ended up having his moment. But they were actually making changes on the spot, depending on how the scenes played out. From what the director said, it looks one way on paper. And as good of a director as you are,
so it's
you
evolving.
Might change it when it plays out. It doesn't work.
The plot is evolving as you're filming.
I think that they have the majority of the plot done. But if something changes once it's being played out, they have to change the rest of what was going on with that storyline. So I found that fascinating.
Weren't prepared with how emotional that nay would be. So they had to let them, you know.
They have to be ready. I also forgot to ask them what happens with Christmas in July, because as a fan, and I think Joe Beamer would tell you this as well, there are some new movies that premiere during the Christmas in July festivals on these channels. When are those movies? Is it possible that our movie or this movie... They would hold this movie definitely for the holiday season. As the words were coming out of my mouth, I realized, But I wonder about Christmas in July and the original movies then, too. Something to think about for the weekend, Brian. I know this will be weighing heavily on your mind.
It's on my
when
list.
Do they film the Christmas in July holiday
that
movie?
That is, I got to know. Gina, thank you. And
thank you.
Check out Mike and Ella at your SPCA at WBEN.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.